Hello there, theater lovers. It's me, Bryn, again with this month's episode of Playmates Podcast. This month, we are doing a play by Jove Tripp Thompson, Dead Dog Disco. Now, this one is a trip and a half because everyone is an anthropomorphic dog. So there's that, plus all this intrigue about the gay club in which it takes place. So this is a really fun one. We did the first like 19 pages, so approximately 20 minutes. I think you guys are really going to enjoy this one. I got to actually step in as an actor this month, and I had a really great time recording this. It was so fun. Before we get into it, here are some trigger warnings. There are discussions of stalking and sexual harassment, as well as discussions of alcoholism and pill addiction. Okay. I believe that's it. So without any further ado, here is our excerpt from Dead Dog Disco by Jove Tripp Thompson.
I'm glad you could be here, boys. I won't take too much of your time. I know how valuable it is. We don't have much of it. There's lots I want to say, but I'll keep it brief. I'm proud of the both of you. Despite any differences we've had, you're my boys, and I love you. And I know I haven't always been the best father figure. I understand why you both left. After you both left the club, and after your mother died, you know, I had to slow down for my health. It gave me a lot of time to think. And I thought mostly about your mother, about cancer. Cancer, you know, what a bitch. You slowly drained away, sucked out till you're nothing but bones. I'm sorry I didn't tell you about her condition. I didn't want you to see her like that. I don't want you to see me like that. I'm getting old, boys. 15 years. I've done a number on my life, and as you can see, it has done a number on me. I'm not going to let it suck me. I won't let it suck me dry. Dry until I'm bones. That's not how I'm going down. I'm going out on my own terms. That's right. I'm going to take myself in to be euthanized. I'm slipping out of the club tonight. I want no one to know. No drama, no tears, you know, an Irish center exit. No, there will be no discussion. That's the end of it. I gotta see you two one last time before I went to the big dog park in the sky. Or maybe I'm going to the big dog pound deep in the ground. Either way, the matter is settled, and I can die happy knowing I got to see you both one last time. I'm sure you're wondering about the club, about the inheritance. I'm leaving the club to you boys. You two will decide how to split that responsibility. And in leaving you the club, I'm leaving you the most important asset. Chi-Chi. Everyone loves Chi-Chi. The club is packed every night just to see him. Easily the best performer we've ever had. Go on, do a little trick for us, Cheech. Yeah, no, isn't he amazing? And this gifted little pup is our moneymaker, our pride, our joy. Take good care of Chi-Chi while you two are in charge. Now that's an order. As for the inheritance, I don't want to discuss it with you now. It's in the will. I had to make some tough decisions between the money, the valuable assets, the vintage squeaky toys. I'm not going to promise anything about who will get what. Just know that I've been I've been paying attention. I won't forget what was said or written. Maybe I forgive. Maybe I forget. Maybe I'm still sore. You'll just have to see for yourself. As per our family tradition, you'll have to dig this up along with my ashes. The instructions for where I would like to be spread are inside as well. I trust you two will take care of it. I don't want a service, and I don't want operations to halt here. Tomorrow is Dead Dog Disco, the club's biggest party of the year, and I want it to run smoothly. Max, you can go. I need to speak to Milo alone. Have a good night, Max. I love you, son. Goodbye.
Have you seen Chi-Chi?
Sorry, what?
Chi-Chi, is he up here?
I have not seen him.
It's locked.
What is?
Ruff's door. Is Ruff in there?
I think he's talking to some dog right now.
Talking to some dog? Who is he talking to?
Dunno.
How long has he been in there for?
Dunno. Hey, aren't you supposed to be on coat check?
Coat check is fine. You have no idea where Chi-Chi is?
Nuh-uh.
Shit.
What?
He's not in the dressing room.
That's not good.
Jesus Christ, can no one keep an eye on that pup?
Isn't that your job?
Yeah, it should be my job, but instead I'm stuck on coat check.
Remind me, how old is he again? 2?
No, at least 3.
He looks awfully young for 3.
French poodles just look like that.
I don't know, dog.
What?
It's probably not good to have a pup running around here unsupervised.
He's supervised most of the time.
Why are you looking for him?
They're munching at the bit for him down there. Just listen to them. He's supposed to go on any minute now.
He's not backstage?
No.
That's not good. Check this out. I had an idea for an act. It's all about reveal. Everyone loves a good reveal. Imagine you're clubbing, the vibes are hype, then suddenly the lights go out. From the darkness, you hear this big voice. Can I hear y'all make some fucking noise? And then everyone is going to freak out because it's like, whoa, this is part of the show. Then they hear, I've got one question for you, so listen up, pups. Who let the motherfucking dogs out? Then the black lights turn on. It's like this twisted, spooky skeleton number, and we're going to throw glow sticks into the audience. Look at this costume! What do you think?
Yeah, it's cool. But that's not gonna fit on Chi-Chi.
I know.
Chi-Chi can't perform in that.
Well, I was thinking Chi-Chi wouldn't perform it.
Why wouldn't Chi-Chi perform it?
We can't make Chi-Chi do every number.
But everyone loves Chi-Chi.
Chi-Chi is going to need to take a break at some point.
Then who is going to do it?
I was thinking I would.
Oh. Oh, like...
Like a drag king.
Oh. Right.
Do you hate it?
No. No, I don't hate it. It's just no one really gives a fuck about drag kings.
No one gives a fuck about drag kings yet.
So you want to perform here?
Where else?
I'm open to it. And I'm not saying that just because we're from the same litter. Really, if I could make those kinds of shots around here, I would put you on that stage in a heartbeat. Trust. But, you know, Chi-Chi is really good. Chi-Chi has set a bar. I'm not saying you are under the bar, but you don't have a lot of performance experience, you know?
Yeah, Chi-Chi's great. Their drag is amazing. But
what? There are no buts. Listen to them down there.
I don't know how I feel about it anymore.
What do you mean?
I mean, it's great that you found him, really. You nailed that. I've just been thinking, is this really an appropriate job for a pup?
Why wouldn't it be? He loves it, they love him, he makes money, we make money.
Well, you know...
His parents are cool with it.
He doesn't have parents.
Isn't it good he's here then?
Right, but...
We are his family now. His only family. I like Chi-Chi. Don't you?
I like Chi-Chi too. But this is a gay club, and he's a pup, and he's... You know what? Never mind. It's not a big deal.
No, finish that thought. I want to know.
It's just... I mean... You see his routine. It's a little, you know. And well, these are a bunch of gay dogs. Half of them are huffing each other's asses and they're not thinking straight. It's just probably not safe.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't think you stereotyped like that.
No, it's not stereotyping.
That rhetoric is... Very harmful, especially nowadays.
No. I'm not being rhetorical.
It's a harmful narrative you're spreading.
There is some truth to the matter, though, right? Like, come on?
Chi-Chi saved this club. The memoir would have tanked us.
I don't think that's true. These dogs love controversy. They eat it up. Like when everyone found out about Ruffalo and the fracking.
Hey, we don't talk about the fracking.
It's not just the fracking. Everything in that fucking memoir.
I can't help but feel like you're devaluing my talent scouting. If I hadn't found Chi-Chi, this place would be empty, honestly.
Oh! Case in point. Remember the girl you scouted? The one before Chi-Chi?
The girl before Chi-Chi?
Fifi.
Fifi?
Fifi, the drag queen. She worked here just a year ago.
You know 1 year feels like 7.
You seriously don't remember? She would perform, and everyone would be like, yas, bitch, work that cunt, spread that pussy, bitch. They would say things like that to her. That's not very appropriate.
No, you're right, it's not appropriate, but also that's just gay lingo.
So it's better when they are screaming that at him?
I mean, yeah, it's a little better because he doesn't have a pussy.
As far as we know.
Yeah. I don't want to fight with you, Bonette.
I know you don't, Boner.
I just feel like you're not grateful. Chi-Chi saved this club. But if I didn't find Chi-Chi...
No, Boner. It's just... I think they're a little young, and this space can be pretty brutal. I mean, Fifi had to skip town because of that stalker. The letters that she would get in her dressing room, they said awful things. I can't get it out of my head.
Remind me?
The one I read literally said, I'm gonna knot you and make you spin on it. You're going to have my litter, you little sexy bitch. That's pretty awful. Fucking scary. Like, what kind of freak would write something like that? Harass a pup like that? Hey, are you okay?
Yeah. I remember now. That is pretty awful.
Yeah.
I think I fucked that one up. Bringing her here. I feel pretty awful.
Hey, don't beat yourself up, Boner. I mean, hopefully it doesn't happen again, now that we banned pit bulls.
Some dog should really go find him.
It's funny. We're loaded now because of all the traction Chi-Chi brings in, yet I haven't gotten a raise or anything.
It's coming.
Have you gotten a raise?
No.
Then how do you know?
I was going to talk to Ruff about it.
Oh?
Yeah, I want a promotion.
You're going to talk to Ruff about a raise.
Not now. Maybe. If it comes up in conversation, then yeah. But I don't want to ask him for a raise in his office. You know, that's his domain. He has more power there. I was thinking I'd ask him after, sometime. Maybe over a beer. I don't know. I think I have a lot of bargaining power now, considering I discovered Chi-Chi.
But if you promoted from coat check, who would do coat check?
It's fine. It's fine. Coat check is fine. Anyone can do coat check. But I'm wasting my potential on coat check. Worst fucking part of this job? Coat check. What do you think you're doing?
I'm trying to hear what they're saying.
Don't eavesdrop.
But you want to know.
Not like this.
Is there something you're worried about?
No. Not really. No. I mean, there are some things I'm thinking about, but I doubt they're even thinking about that.
Oh, okay, Slay.
It's just that the other day, I did get pretty plastered and did some not great things. And, you know, that just happens sometimes. But I think that maybe they think I might have a drinking problem. And I really don't, by the way. You see me and how I am, and you know that I am not that bad of a drinker. I don't have a drinking problem. I don't have a drinking problem. I talked to my vet about it. I don't have a drinking problem. I just have a European sensibility when it comes to drinking. But it is well integrated into my life, and my body is very used to it. But I can see how it would be off-putting to some dogs, so I'm a little worried about that. Worried is a strong word. I'm just curious if they're talking about it. Onet, you don't think I have a drinking problem, do you?
No, I don't.
Thank you.
I think you have a pill problem.
Max?
Hey.
Where have you been, dog?
This place hasn't been the same since you left.
It's good to see you both. Really, it's great.
What's going on?
What were you talking about in there, huh? Anything I should know about?
Boner, do you have...
Oh, yeah, here. What's going on?
We'll talk about everything tomorrow. I can't really bring myself to... Sorry, I'm so sorry.
Don't apologize, Max.
I don't deserve this. I abandoned you guys.
You didn't abandon us.
We totally understood.
A loss like that really changes you.
I'm so overwhelmed being back here. It's like I'm walking back into a picture frame that some dog was cut out. I left so much here and I'm confronting it again. And now...
Fido would be proud of you. Going on without him.
I haven't been able to think about him. Being back here.
Max.
We're here for you, dog.
Are you sticking around? You should, for a little while. At least to say hi to everyone.
When do you have to get back on the road for the tour?
I'm staying tonight, definitely. As for the tour... I've canceled my upcoming shows.
What?
Wasn't an easy decision.
You're quitting?
You only just started.
I don't know if I'm quitting yet. It's indefinite. We'll talk about it tomorrow. How's the basement looking? Do we still have spare beds down there?
Yeah, it's a little dusty, though.
Spiders.
We keep all the circus disco stuff down there?
The clowns are creepy.
It's fine for the night. Get cleaned up for us?
Us?
Milo's here, too.
No fucking way.
What's he doing here?
Got a lot of nerve.
Where is he?
He's in there. Talking with Revelo.
What's going on? The two of you coming back?
We'll talk about tomorrow with the main members. You, Bonnet, Spike, Max, and... Who's the new act?
Chi-Chi.
And Chi-Chi. Until then, don't worry about it. It's all good news.
Okay, now if that wasn't fun, I don't know what fun is. like I said, I had a phenomenal time recording this. All the actors were so great to work with. Speaking of actors, we would like to officially thank Ethan Williams, Jake Banishevitz, and Matthew Antosi, as well as myself. Lee Harrison Daniel was our director, and Eliza, our lovely operations manager, was our editor this month. Thank you guys so much for listening. Without y'all, we would not be able to put this together. So thank you very much for listening. Please go over to our Instagram at First Kiss Theater to watch the interview with Jove that we did at the same time that this is dropping. So if you're hearing this, you can go on Instagram and watch the entire interview with Jove, which was conducted by another one of our board members, Max. Thank you guys very much for listening. And we are so excited to see you in April. Bye-bye now.